Yep, but I even like just when I do enjoy the poison with him sometimes, I just like I really focus on at least the moment of being with him and
Yes.
just being present in the moment and not worrying about the past or the future. And that's where all your love can come in and just put it into your cooking and your daily living, in the way that you talk to yourself and talk to others. So that's all passion. That's all in my
Absolutely.
book.
And looking forward, the great thing about books is they live a very long time, but as you're crafting these books, building this business, right here in the valley, what do you kind of hope is the longer term legacy or the bigger footprint for the Sina Sexy series,
Oh,
cookbooks?
yes, tradition, family tradition, feeling good, looking good, feeling love, don't feel shame, and just being proud of who you are. And I support my local butchers, my local delis, my local farmers, and just anything like just real and authentic. I try to steer away from fads, even though like maybe some people might see like some of my upcoming books kind of talk a little bit about fads. It's going to be 50 Shades of Red, but it's a date night cookbook, and I'm
Okay.
going to Yeah, and I'm going to focus on all of my inspiration that I got from the valley and all of my date nights that I go on with my husband. And especially during COVID, we couldn't go do those things together.
Sure.
So I created a lot of date nights at home. And I was like, oh, Cafe 422 lamb chops. I could really go for those right now. And we just recreate that. And so that is coming up. And I just hope that all that sticks in. I want everybody to see that just don't be ashamed of who you are. Don't let anybody put shame in feeling healthy and feeling sexy, wanting to maybe lose some weight or maybe you gain some weight. There's no
Yeah.
shame in it.
Yeah,
It's just
absolutely.
part of life. And we are always changing, but some things that don't change are things that come from our grandma and our ancestors. And I
Yeah.
mean, they didn't live a long life happy for nothing,
Yeah.
and I don't want to lose that.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. So that being said, if people are looking to spice up their kitchen, what is the best way for them to get a hold of your cookbooks?
Absolutely. You visit www.sexyseries.shop.
Okay.
And you will find all of the cookbooks there. And I'm working on getting into some local stores around our area,
Okay.
and hopefully like some local delis. And I even mentioned them in my cookbook, so I hope they're enthused when they find
Right?
out.
Return the love. Return the love.
Yeah. Sometimes I've had this fear of like they're gonna see sexy on it and they're gonna be like, no way. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not teaching school children right now. I am going to adult places, and that's exactly what I'm trying to get the
Right?
stigma away from. Like, you are allowed to feel healthy, you are allowed to feel
Yeah.
sexy, and you are an adult and you are in control of making these delicious meals. You can do it. And feed
I
it
love it. I love
to
it. All
your
right.
family, and then spread it to your family. And then if I ever like lose my mind or lose my life, I'm gonna be like, hey, turn get my cookbook out and cook me something good.
There you go. There you go. You've got a guide already written, no matter what. All
Right.
right. Well, Jamie Sina, thank you so much for taking the time to
Thank
share your
you.
story and your passion for food. Again,
Oh my gosh, thanks.
sexytheories.shop if you want to scoop up one of these cookbooks. You have two out currently, correct? And are
I
working on
do.
two more?
Yep, I have Sina's Sexy Suppers and Soups. That one is so loaded because it's the first one that I made, and I tried to get everything into there, and I realized I can't do that. I gotta stop. I gotta stop. So it has over 100 recipes.
Wow.
And then I have the holiday edition, and it focuses on an Italian Thanksgiving and Feast of the Seven Fishes. So it's a good spin. It's affordable. It's kind of like a little bit of a modern take on a lot of these old recipes and the old tradition of trying to squeeze seven fishes in. So,
Yeah.
and I have all that in there.
All
And
right,
my date
awesome.
night book is coming up. And so, yeah, just stay tuned. There's more to come.
Lots of great stuff to look forward to. Jamie, thank you so much for taking the time to speak today.
Oh, thank you. I want to feed you next.